This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, July 12th. Terrible praise. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 5 and Revelation chapter 18. Most blessed of women be Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Most blessed of tent-dwelling women. He asked for water, and she gave him milk. In a bowl fit for nobles, she brought him curdled milk. Her hand reached for the tent peg, her right hand for the workman's hammer. She struck Sisera, she crushed his head. She shattered and pierced his temple. At her feet he sank, he fell, there he lay. At her feet he sank, he fell. Where he sank, there he fell, dead. Through the window peered Sisera's mother. Behind the lattice she cried out, "Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why is the clatter of his chariots delayed?" The wisest of her ladies answer her. Indeed, she keeps saying to herself, "Are they not finding and dividing the spoils? A woman or two for each man. Colorful garments as plunder for Sisera. Colorful garments embroidered, highly embroidered garments for my neck. All this as plunder? So may all your enemies perish, Lord. But may all who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength." Then the land had peace 40 years. Revelation chapter 18. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. With a mighty voice he shouted, "Fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling for demons, and a haunt for every impure spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable animal. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries." Then I heard another voice from heaven say, "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Pour her a double portion from her own cup. Give her as much torment and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself. In her heart she boasts, 'I sit enthroned as queen. I am not a widow, I will never mourn.' Therefore in one day her plagues will overtake her, death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord who judges her." It is not wise to rejoice at the downfall of enemies, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from them. But Deborah and Barak do exactly that with their terrible praise of Jael. She struck, she crushed, she shattered. Likewise, they speak of their enemy. He sank, he fell, he lay, dead. Jael is described as the most blessed of women. But Deborah and Barak also call on the kings of the earth to fear the great king of all the earth. Their song boasts not of Israel's victories, but the Lord's. By his strangely designed saviors, so may all your enemies perish, Lord. The enemies of God's people were never merely flesh and blood. They always were and continue to be powers and authorities and spiritual forces of evil that refuse to submit to the Lord and his anointed one, Jesus Christ. Deliverance from the powers that persecute God's people is messy because the ancient adversary prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. That's why Deborah, Barak, and the angel in Revelation 18 rejoice in God's victories over the adversary. Killing the works of the flesh, our sinful nature, impurity, hatred, jealousy, is messy and impossible for us to do. But the Holy Spirit will strike, crush, and shatter them, and they will be as powerless as Sisera in Jael's tent. Pray with me. I praise you, Lord, for salvation. By your Spirit, help me die to the works of my sinful nature. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.